Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on the mix. You're listening to CBiz Media. Brag on it. Brag buttons. Represent your brand. At special events, for your business, your brand. Anywhere and everywhere you go. Check us out at CBizTVMedia.com. And click on the Brag tab. Okay, guys, it's the 90 Day Fiancé Single Life Tell All Part 5, the last and final installment for this season. And for those of you that don't know, 90 Day Fiancé is a franchise. It is a reality show that follows couples, one from another country, one from America, and the 90-day fiancé process that will ensue if they want to be together in America, if they want to be a couple, if they want to be married. So that's the whole basis of 90-day fiancé. The process they have to go through in order to get their visa and be a part of the U.S. and so they can join together as a couple in the U.S. and that's the basis of the show. But the single life is for all those where it didn't work out, the relationship didn't go well, or maybe the family members of the couples, they're single. So the single life follows them during a single stage, and at this time, this is the last episode of the season for the tell-all part 5, which is a lot. I'm usually used to one or two, well, basically two-parters to the most, but 5. But it is only an hour, so I think I understand that the reason why it is what it is. But let's get into it. Let's talk about how this season completely ended. The big story was Mike, Natalie, and Josh. But first, we'll start with Jamal and Louisa. Looks like they left the scene early. They may hook up again. And I don't think anyone ever really found out that they had their little thing going. At least they didn't find out during that episode, which was the last episode. So this may carry on to something else. Who knows? Jamal was with Veronica. He still acts like he's up to hook up with her. Jamal seems to be the hookup guy, which I'm a little disappointed that he's that guy. But he's off with Louisa as they continue to talk and close out the finale. They're out of there. The question they ask, which is, I think they do this all the time, is who would you date on the cast if you had an opportunity to do so? Tim pointed out a young lady named Paola. He also mentioned Chantel and Natalie, who were sitting there on the stage with him. I don't know if he's trying to be flattery, but I'm not sure what he's trying to do. Veronica, his bestie, said she would go for Andre. And, you know, they did mention some people that were married, but they respectfully said so. Of course, they're not going to try to break up a happy home, but if they had an option. And then Tim said, you know, if I was gay, I would also like Andre. So I don't know. Tim may be, I don't know. I'm not going to say he's sexually fluid, but he's really open to say those type of things, which a lot of guys would say, you know, if I was gay. But, you know, I do hear that being said more often than in the past. But, you know, I would like to explore more what's Tim's sexuality, what that's all about, because people have accused him of being gay, and they did that recently on the episode. But he had, not on the episode, but on this tell-all. But he doesn't mind continuing to talk about it, so he seems very open for reasons I don't know. I'm not hating it, but I just want to know a little more backstory as to, you know, where he's coming from. I think it's interesting. Then we go to Chantel, and she picks a guy that's married, Alexi. But again, they respectfully say, you know, they're married, but you know, she saw how he treated his wife and how he really was in it for love with his wife, and that's kind of why she would like someone like Alexi. So she kind of says someone like him instead of saying him. And then she even says Debbie's son Julian, who's a cop. And it was a little issue because Debbie did talk about how she was putting it out there a little bit too much, dressing too sexual as she was out on the hunt for a new man during this season. So Chantel was like, would you approve of me? And she's saying, you know, I might be able to hook you up with my son. So I guess she does approve of Chantel. Tyrae said Larissa. Larissa was a little out there, a little wild, a little different. And she was like starting a lot of trouble and issues. But Tyrae says it's the type of woman he likes. So, okay. And Mama Debbie versus the Debbie that's a part of this cast. I know it could be a little bit confusing, but I'm trying to see who did she pick. Okay, guys, sorry, I got a little bit confused between Mama Debbie and the Debbie that's in the cast. Now, she called her Mama Debbie to distinguish her from herself, but she's 68, Mama Debbie 72, so there's not a huge age difference, but it's Mama Debbie. I think she's 67 or 68. I think I'm right on that. But, you know, Sean, the hostess, said, well, no one mentioned Sarper. And she said, well, you're going to have to get a hazmat suit if you want to deal with Sarper. And we know Sarper's history of, I believe, 2,500 women on his roster. So I understand that point. So that was just like a fun little icebreaker game that they played in the beginning of the episode. And Mike, Natalie, Josh, they all were confronted. Natalie was there, then Josh was there, then they brought out Mike. And, you know, he said they kind of recapped when he said, you know, he's going to move on when she tried to talk to him again because she felt that at least he loved her more than Josh. She broke up with Josh, but somehow they're back together playing with each other. And we find that out in this tell-all. So all of that's kind of rehashed. She's feeling upset. She's feeling saddened. And, you know, but Mike's like, you know, for all intents and purposes, everybody feels like he was a good guy. And Natalie just was not, you know, receptive to him. They've been married for so long. Now they're separated for so long. And he's at the point where he wants to move on. And he asked Mom Debbie to go get the papers. And everybody's confused as to what are you talking about. So because he can't do it himself, Mama Debbie, who also loves and stands up for Natalie, kind of doesn't like Josh, serves Natalie the papers. And she kind of hugs her and consoles her as she's opening up these papers. She's not from here. I don't know how she's done divorces in her past, but she was not completely sure of how all the rules were. And she was going to sign them right then, but she was upset at the same time. And they said, well, no, you need to have a notary in front of you in order to sign it, or it won't be official. So don't sign it yet. Read it over, you know, think about it, read it, you know, you have 90 days and all that they were telling her, which is the whole theme of this whole TLC saga, 90 Day Fiancé. But so she got served with papers in front of everyone and on national TV. And Debbie, who's a part of the original cast of The Single Life, and her love interest was Ruben the Cuban. And they're still supposed to be together at this point. But she, you know, was really upset at Debbie, saying, well, you're supposed to be her friend, Mama Debbie. And you're consoling her, but yet you still handed her these papers. She got mad at Mike, went down his throat, saying, why are you doing this on national TV? I really respect how she was standing up for Natalie. And Natalie was kind of in tears through the whole drama. But
I respect her stance. You know, then Mama Debbie got upset. She started to cuss because that was her. That's her fallback thing. She's not well liked. But Josh got up and said, you know, I respect you for giving her the papers instead of a stranger giving her the papers and for consoling her. So Josh and Mama Debbie kind of squashed it a little bit. They're kind of okay with each other. He gave her a hug. And it seems like he's going to step up at this time to try to work with Natalie. But his issue was, again, too, that Natalie didn't really seem like she knew what she wanted. And he said, you know, he doesn't want to be like Mike and try to give her the world. And she still ends up leaving him. And he'll be in the same situation as Mike. So he's like, she's confused. She doesn't know what she wants. And he's like, I need more time to figure out how we're going to make this work. So I feel like Josh really tried to step up during this situation, but it was a serious issue. And I'm glad that he stepped up in this moment. He does like projects. I don't know if she continues to be a project, will he enjoy that, or if she gets all fixed up, will he still want her if he's more of a project guy? I don't know. I'm unsure. But at this time, he's saying one day at a time, we're going to go to dinner. We're going to just try to see what happens. And he's still going to be there for her when she needs it. And she's trying to hold on to him for dear life because she has no other connection to America. She has no other connection to the U.S. And I feel like she's trying to maybe think that she's going to lose her visa status or hold on to her American status. She was asking about her mom. Is her mom going to be okay? And Michael's like, your mom's going to be fine. But she's holding on to Josh now because she really has no other connections as well. And she gave Mike a big hug as he left the stage. But he revealed to us that, hey, it's, you know, I'm trying to move on. I've been seeing somebody. We've been talking for about a year. 6 months have been dating. So this is his situation. He's really happy with this person. For a moment, I thought they were going to bring her on stage, but I'm really glad that they didn't, because I think that would have really hurt Natalie even more after she was served with these papers. And Sean, the hostess, act like she had no idea what was going on. And maybe she didn't, but, you know, they spent a lot of time with these papers saying, well, you know, let's give Natalie a minute to feel her feelings. But I feel like they should have let her go backstage and feel those feelings versus her sitting there and feeling her feelings. But, you know, Debbie kind of went at Mama Debbie and Mike. And, you know, a lot of people are on Natalie's side and rooting for her. But I just feel like she was holding on to Mike to have that American connection, which in a way she was so worried about losing her American connection. And that's part of the reason she didn't want to lose Mike. But she also lose a lot more, because as long as he's somewhat like her sponsor, because he brought her to America, so he's somewhat responsible for her. So now she doesn't have that safeguard. And if Josh decides to just bail out, she doesn't have a fallback person, because no one's really obligated to her. I thought it was great, you know, the main ladies, except for Debbie, was Chantel, Natalie, and Veronica. They kind of had her in the middle, kind of giving her a hug, and they kind of like walked off together and said, you know, you're going to get through this divorce, girl. They were talking about having a divorce party and saying, you know, we're going to go to Italy. We're going to have a trip. You know, they were really trying to cheer her up and say, okay, you're going to get through this divorce. We also know Chantel from the family, Chantel, where she was originally from. She was divorced as well. Veronica, of course, has divorced. And Veronica's kind of open, like she can hook up with Jamal anytime. She's just having fun right now, and she doesn't know what's next. And I don't know, for her to be a mom, and her daughter, I think, is an older teenager, but she just kind of has right now this hookup mentality of just having fun. And I don't know if that's the best thing, but that's the situation. There may be a girls trip episode. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm glad that, you know, everybody's trying to uplift Natalie in this rough time. Do you think it's okay? Do you think that it was cool for Mike to do that? When they showed the recap clip, you know, he said, I'm not your backup plan, in which I really feel like that's how he felt. The question also is, what does she want? It does seem like she doesn't know what she wants. She also surmises while she's there after she gets these divorce papers, you know, she's saying, you know, well, it's actually before that when they show Josh and Mike there together in the same room with her once again and to tell all. And she said, you know, these two guys are here. She said, maybe I'm the problem and maybe she is right. She may have a point there. I think she needs to figure some things out with her life at the end of the day. So that was like the biggest part of the tell-all. Then the tell-all ends, and you know, that's when Mama Debbie and Debbie go at each other even more backstage. They're all sitting together chatting. You know, Veronica stands up for Mama Debbie and says, you know, she texts her when she's feeling down, things are going funny with Jamal. So she's trying to stand up for Mama Debbie and say she's a good person. And I'm not saying she's not, but I feel like Debbie is more respectful. She knows how to hold her own. She said her piece respectfully. She didn't cuss anyone out, but she still read them their rights and made them feel some kind of way. And I think that's a powerful thing to be able to be someone that doesn't have to fall back on cursing people out and can just state your case and still convict people with what you have to say. So I think, you know, that's, you know, Debbie, you know, I'm getting confused with the Debbies here. I'm on Debbie's side. Debbie from this cast now, the new Debbie, I'll say. And Mama Debbie, I was never hating her. I was never loving her either. I was just kind of neutral on her, but she'd always come on and they liked to bring her on because they knew she could stir up trouble and she'll just tell it like it is. She is a tell it like it is person. She doesn't easily just cuss people out unless she gets really upset. And I understand why she was getting upset, but I don't think you need language in Miss Debbie versus Mama Debbie. Miss Debbie doesn't need language. Tyree was kind of on Miss Debbie's side. I like both of them because they do have some type of standards to the way that they live their life. You know, I know Tyree hasn't had a chance to get out there and do all the things that people do when it comes to dating relationships, but I still feel like he's overall a nice guy. And if he had to, he would still be a nice guy and stand up for himself. And I feel like that's the same thing with Miss Debbie, because she's standing up for everybody. She's being kind of everybody's mama, but she's still being a respectful mama. She's not gonna be the mama that cusses you out, but she can still make you feel bad about yourself. And I think that really takes a lot of power to be able to do that. So, but I feel like Miss Debbie and Tyree are gonna be friends forever. She gave him a hug at the end, and then she just walked past Miss Debbie with her little fan. She walked past Mama Debbie, who was cussing at her, and just didn't give her any recognition. And of course, Mama Debbie had to say something that, you know, kind of cussed at her a little bit to end her case, to state her case. I know that was a little bit of everything and a little bit too much drama and a little bit too many Debbies that could be kind of confusing, but I hope you guys got the point of the chat and what was going on in this episode. I really enjoy this episode. They also did kind of a little twerk. Chantel showed Miss Debbie how to twerk, and Veronica, they did a twerk. Veronica and Chantel, they kind of had a little bit of a twerk dance the girls did. And you know, I'm not a twerk person, but it looked like they were having fun, so I was not hating on the process. And for Miss Debbie to learn a new dance, oh well, you know, it's a time and a place. But I mean, I think they were having fun. You won't catch me doing that publicly, I'll say that. But I enjoyed the episode. It was a lot of fun. Sadly, it was a lot for Natalie to go through. And I did feel bad for Natalie, but I do also feel like the other ladies, where she can now move on and move forward, it's something that she needs to do. And she needs to get on her feet and kind of become an independent woman in America. And I know it can be difficult and it can take a long time. It's like starting over, honestly, like a baby starting to walk again. If you're in a completely new country and you don't know the language well, and you have to get a job and you have to do all these things, you might have to build up your education, all of these things, in order to have a decent life, it's understandable that she's worried. But for her to lean on these men so heavily, and she really needs to have a plan for her life and what she really wants. And I know she also wants a family and kids. Like, it's she's 39. She wants the career, the family, and everything all at once. And she may feel like, you know, life is passing her by. But now that she's in this position in America, she really needs to take hold of her life and not try to depend on these men to be all these things for her. Because at the end of the day, that may not last. Michael's a good guy, and he held her. He held her up for a long time, even when she was with this with Josh and just doing her own thing. I really think he's a good guy. The fact that he did that publicly on the tell-all, you know, that was a lot. And for me, I probably wouldn't be happy if it was me. But I feel like, in a way, it's about time. And he should have let her go a long time ago. I do feel like they do things for stunt purposes and stunt reasons. So that's a reason not to really like reality shows, because they do things in certain timing to make the show interesting. I think if it was up to him, he probably would not have done it that way. When it comes to the situation with her, I just feel like, again, she just needs to find her own footing and not really put these guys through it. Like, both of the guys kind of came against her. It was like, yeah, she really doesn't know what she wants, but they still came against her, but they still show love and respect for her. And Josh is still keeping that door open for her. I don't know what's going to happen with them. I don't know if they're going to last. I'm helping her and continue to, for her to be the project that he is holding up. But no, I wish the best for her. I really want to see Natalie kind of stand on her own and not have these guys holding her up. And if she does continue with Josh, it'd be serious, become marriage, and she still holds her own at the same time. I'd like to see that for Natalie's future. But I wish all the characters the best. These are not only characters, but real life people. This is seems like, in a way, you become a character being on these reality shows. But I wish them all the best as they explore their lives, their future, and what could be, what can be. And I just enjoyed the episode. I feel like I'm satisfied. I got some pretty good closure. Except I do really want Jamal and Louisa to be found out as far as their little canoodling. Other than that, I enjoyed it. It's going to be good to see the Debbies get back together and what they're going to do. If they're going to squash their issues, or are they going to still be hating? Because if they was hating at the end, it was just a good ride, part 5. And again, I'm all for love. I wish everyone the best. God bless. Single life, if you're living that single life, if you're living that married life, if you're courting, if you're fiancéed up, whatever the case, wishing you the best. God bless you. Let him lead you to where he wants you to be. Let him lead you to your best life. That's what I say at the end of the day. And I like this show because we have people that are 67, we have people that are middle-aged, we have people that are in their 30s. So we all can be in that single situation at any time in our life. We can all be in that married situation at any time of our lives. And I know we live in a world where marriage is becoming less and less, so we may find ourselves on the single side. But what are we going to do with that? Are we going to enjoy our lives? Are we going to explore? Are we going to see what God has for us? And if that's what you want to do, I say go ahead and do it. Whatever you do, be blessed. Go with God. Let Him lead you. Move in wisdom. Move in what's best for you. Don't put yourself in a position to be played, to be used, to be tricked. Please, if you've already done that, please learn a lesson. If you haven't, please learn a lesson from some of these other people out here, because we can see what they have gone through. And, you know, there is a time when people have to go through divorce. There's a time when people have to break up. And if you could do it most amicably, would be best. It's like, when do you let go? And I found that to be an issue for myself at times. And I'm proud of Mike for being able to let go. He gave a lot to that relationship. And he has to let go. Sometimes it's just better for you. You might be trying to help that person, or you just might have that strong connection with them. But it's a time where you need to let go. And even Natalie even needs to let go as well. And respect not only herself, but respect him and his new relationship. Because it does have some entanglement vibes, and his new girlfriend that he's talking to, or the new lady he's talking to, did ask, you know, you're married, so how are you gonna move forward? So it's gotta be a decision that has to be made. Time to let go. There are a lot of people that came forward besides Will and Jada. I think it was Meryl Streep and her husband that kind of been living that entangled life, and we didn't know about it because they are a celebrity. But as you can see, these people aren't celebrity. Maybe they're semi-celebrity because they're on a reality show, but it's other people living that entangled lifestyle as well. And it's time to make up your mind, make that decision, make that choice. And I think that episode was a good lesson in that. All right, guys, I'm really gone now. I'm really gone. And we'll talk more about faith, love, and trends. That's what we do right here on CBiz Media. If you want to talk about this or other topics, 90 Day, we're going to be talking more about other reality shows that may have to do with love and relationships. We're going to be talking about trends. We're going to be talking about all the things right here on CBiz Media. And if you want to join in, please do email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. Give me your thoughts. Connect with me. Join me again right here on CBiz Media. All the best. This is Irene. God bless.